Dave Hoza, Steve Hoza, and Allison Craig are ready to go. They're going to open up with a song, and then we'll chat a bit. Together, they are known as Ezra's Authentic Snake Elixir. Got Ezra's Authentic Snake Elixir, Ease for short, E-A-S-E. And I said that so I could say this, easemusic.net is how you can learn more about the group, E-A-S-E, easemusic.net. And I'm going to start with the father, who I think is you.
Yes.
Well, you're both getting a little gray in the beard, but, you know, it's...
I'm old.
This is Dave Hoza. How did you get involved with bluegrass and old-time music?
Oh, I've been playing... I'm old. It started when I was a little kid. I've listened to this since 1940s, 1950s. So that's... I grew up with it.
So was this part of your family traditions, too? Did anybody...
Back then, everybody in the family played, but they usually got together on Saturdays and sang. Because... That was before television. It was before everything else. So, yeah, they didn't have a whole lot else to do.
Now, I've got to ask you a couple questions. The first one, you've got a Gibson parlor guitar, I think, or at least a smaller guitar. Can you tell me about it? It looks like it's got some history.
This is an LG2, Gibson LG2. they made this particular model during World War II for the soldiers, but they produced some higher quality ones. And this supposedly has a better balance, less of the bass sound than the other Gibsons. The bigger Gibsons have more bass sound. This is supposedly a more balanced sound. I think it is. Plus, it's little. And the older you get, the smaller the guitar has to be.
It's really beautiful. Do you know the year?
This in here is, I believe, maybe 2015. I have an original from 46, but I don't take that out anymore.
The other question I was really curious about is whether you attended the Beaver Valley Bluegrass Festivals, which go back a ways now, but in the mid-80s and beyond in Brady's Run Park, there were some amazing festivals of bluegrass and old-time music.
I was there, but I didn't play. I really didn't play much during the 80s, the 70s and 80s and 90s because I was working. I worked full-time, and I really didn't start to play until I got near retirement age, around 1990-something or other.
So you're going to say 90 was retirement age. No, you're not there yet.
I'm closing in on it, though.
Well, I'm just glad you were there at those festivals because I was at all but the first one, and they mean a lot. Those were some we didn't know what we had till it was gone.
It was very nice. We don't exactly play bluegrass in a traditional sense. We play old-time music, but what makes our band sort of unique is that we also play brand new songs too, but it's different. He and I decided we wanted to be like a medicine show, and so we play whatever people want to hear.
Yeah, it's great, and actually that's one reason that made me think of that festival, because it was really eclectic, and it presented old-time music, dance as well, and bluegrass. Let's meet your son, Steve, and you know I'm going to ask you about that bass, Steve Hosa. Tell me a bit about it.
This is an Epiphone Jack Cassidy model. I basically got this to play with his guitar. This is a... the guy for Hot Tuna, Jack Cassidy, this is like his model bass, and this bass sounds so good being a hollow body with the acoustic guitar, so that's why I play this one here.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, and it sounds great. It's rare to see a bass like this. How did you get into the music? Was it mostly your dad? Did you play when you were really young?
I kind of got into music, I guess, backwards. I was playing a lot of sports, and I started playing music to help my concentration for sports. So I really didn't start playing a little bit in high school, and then when I went to college, I would play. And then as time went on, I just played more and more. Whenever I quit playing sports, my body said quit playing sports, I played more music.
That's interesting. I don't think I've ever heard somebody mention about music helping you concentrate for sports. Can you break that down a little bit? Was it just simply being able to focus?
Yeah, well, this is a lot like sports. You're in the moment, and if there's a mistake or something, you have to keep going. And this was something that didn't necessarily come naturally to me, so just kind of learned, and it was the focus, and yeah.
That's a great metaphor to learn. Thank you for sharing it. So there you have the father and the son. And I have to admit, I was looking at our show notes much earlier in the week, and I'm thinking, Alice and Craig. I know Alice and Craig. This must be another Alice and Craig. But it's not. Alice and Craig is, we know her, and you might know her as a music teacher, but she's also a great fiddle player. It's so nice to have you here.
It's nice to be here in a different setting, I guess, with different people.
Yeah, you've got two adults here as opposed to 40 elementary school or middle school kids, if that's probably an undercount. Tell me how you got involved with these two.
So, as you know, I am a teacher. Everyone here is actually a retired teacher, and before Steve retired, he reached out and asked if I knew any fiddle players. And I didn't, but I was like, I would try. I'll try it. And I'm classically trained, so it's cool to play music in a different kind of setting.
Well, you sound great together, and I love the eclectic mix of songs that you've brought too. You're going to get a chance to hear them as you're listening. I've got a little preview. The next one, I think, is going to be very recognizable to you. It's probably the best known song of this genre as a result of one particular movie. Oh, do I have the right one? I hope I've got the right one. They'll let you know.
Keep them strapped in. Oh.
You don't want to chew through the straps. A Man of Constant Sorrow is its name.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I've bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where
she was born and raised.
For 6 long years I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth I find. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now.
She has no friends.
Great rendition of that. And Allison, I wasn't expecting you to take the lead vocal, and that made it extra special. Ezra's Authentic Snake Elixir is the name of the group. Their next chance to hear them live and to see them live is at a place called Fisher's in Sealy and Opal on September 25th. They've got a couple gigs. Oh, in October, including one at Barbecue and Brew Company in Callery, Pennsylvania. I need to ask what that used to be. Is that on Mars 7 City Road?
Or yes.
Okay.
That used to be on the point.
Okay. I know right where that is. I used to spend a lot of time in Callery. That one's October 10th and October 3rd. At Grass in the Glades in Gibbon Glades, Pennsylvania. So you all taught school?
Yes.
What did you teach? We'll start with Dad and work our way over, what did you teach, Dave?
I taught social studies mainly, high school, advanced placement, European history, stuff like that.
That's how many years did you teach?
Oh, many, many, many. Oh, yes, 30-some years.
So you got, the reason I asked is you got to see a lot of changes in approaches to teaching that subject, I bet.
Yes, I have. That's not a good subject, but yeah, I did. We worked together.
Same school.
Same building, same room. We were down the hall from each other for many years.
That's a book or a movie. Steve, what did you teach?
I kind of had a weird career. I was certified in social studies, but I did half my career I taught in-school suspension, and half I did gifted ed.
That is a weird school. Now, I never thought teaching in-school suspension, is this like teaching students how to become suspended or?
Occasionally, yeah, sure. but we did a lot of, they had to do their work in class, so that was kind of exciting because you never knew what you were going to be working on.
Right, and you get students of a lot of different aptitudes and probably students that you might not have a relationship with as of yet.
I think I'm the only one in the building that had a relationship with some of those kids. But yeah.
And what was it like to work in the same spot as your dad?
Oh, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Got to see him in a whole different light, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I know when I would visit my dad at work, it was really different just to see what it was like. He worked at U.S. Steel. Is it okay to mention where you taught the school?
North Hills. We all taught at North Hills.
Oh, we got one big North Hills dynasty here. And Allie, you're still teaching, but a little bird told me your job's changing a little bit this year.
Yes, I am the only one in this band that is still working. this year I now teach middle school and high school orchestra, and I used to teach elementary and middle school. So I will have, if there's the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, if they continue all the way on, I will have taught them for 9 years.
That is a great thing. You're going to see these students blossom as they've had you for all that time. That's great. So all on North Hills folks here. And as long as I'm right here next to you, Allison, what's next on the agenda?
Next we're playing, it's kind of like a medley, all about trains. We have New River Train, Freight Train, and Railroad Bill.
All great songs.
If we remember.
You'll remember him. I think Ezra's Authentic Snake Elixir.
Ready?
Ride on that New River train. Ride on that New River train. Same old train brought me here, gonna carry me away again. Well, darling, you should not love but one. Darling, should not love but one. Should not love but one. Probably won't have fun, but darling, you should only love one.
so fast. Freight train running so fast. Please don't tell them all which train I'm on. They won't know which way I'm gone. When I die, oh, bury me deep down at the end of Old Chestnut Street, so I can hear good old number 9 as she comes a-rolling on by. No more good times will I crave. Place 2 rocks at my head and feet and tell them that I've gone to sleep. Midnight lantern out of the brakeman's hand, and it's ride, 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 ride. Railroad Bill, well, some said he was a sport after he shot the wooden off the policeman's coat, and it's ride, 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 ride.
Nice medley, riding the rails with Ezra's authentic snake elixir. Just to put a short little video of them up at facebook.com/slbradio if you want to get a look at that bass I was describing before, or simply a look at the trio. I also linked to the group's Facebook page so that you can stay up to date with them. You also could go to easemusic.net. We are going to have time. I think you've got 3 more songs you can potentially do. And there's time for all 3 of them. Just so you know, I'm going to turn, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. This is Larry Berger. Dave Hoza and Steve Hoza, father and son, are here, along with Alice and Craig, all North Hills School teachers, one still, the other 2 retired, enjoying those peasers, I hope, from the Pennsylvania State retirement system. And I'm going to turn to the guy who you just heard laughing. Dave, what's next?
Red Mountain Wine, they just told me.
You were told the answer.
I was told the answer to that one, yes.
Here they are with Red Mountain Wine.
Ready?
Ain't got no money, ain't got no home, ain't got nobody to call my own. I'm so satisfied. I got nothing left to do but bum for a dime for some Red Mountain wine. Home in California, born in Tennessee. Any place I drop my hat is home sweet home to me. I'm so satisfied, I got nothing left to do but bum for a dime for some Red Mountain wine. Boxcar in Milwaukee, ain't no place I'd rather be. I'm so satisfied, I got nothing left to do but bum for a dime for some Red Mountain wine. See me, some people don't. Some men love me and some men won't. I'm so satisfied, I got nothing left to do but bum for a dime for some Red Mountain wine. Ain't got no money, ain't got no home, ain't got nobody to call my own. I'm so satisfied, I got nothing left to do but bum for a dime for some Red Mountain wine.
Elixir's off. I knew Ezra's authentic snake elixir. It's a great name and forms a great acronym, EASE. I don't do this often, but it's a name I need to ask about the origin of. It's everybody simultaneously together pointed at Dave, although Dave is pointing at Steve. Okay, so Steve is the one to explain this name.
Yeah, we were. Before we played in a band, it was called the Eclectic Acoustic String Ensemble, which was also EASE. And then after that broke up, we were left and we ended up playing open mics and we got a gig and people were calling us the EASE band. And I didn't want to just be EASE. I wanted to have words to go with it. And I wanted it to be something like a medicine show. So I came up with a snake elixir and then authentic. And then I needed a name. So Ezra was an old fashioned name. So that's how it came about.
It works quite well. Ezra's authentic snake elixir. And I forget where I was reading this, but the snake elixirs go back quite a long way in history. And that does immediately make you think. Oh, The Attention Merchants is a book where they were talking about people that sold the snake elixir. I'm getting a knowing nod.
I think we've read that book. We've read that book.
And they talk about the snake elixirs being sold. Now, the next song, I think you're going to close with the song Doc Watson popularized, if I'm right, Deep Ellum is your last.
Are we doing Deep Ellum?
Think the next song you're going to do is Just Because. I don't know much about Just Because, unless it's just because you think you're so this.
That's exactly right.
Okay, I just realized after. I'm glad I figured that out before you played it, because a lot of people would be saying, how come he doesn't know that song? It's just because you think you're so pretty. So you can sing along with this as you listen to Ezra's authentic snake elixir.
Thank you.
because you think that you're so hot. That's because you think that you got something that nobody else has got. You caused me to spend all my money. You laugh and call me Mr. Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you because, baby, just because. That's because you think that I'll be lonesome. That's because you think that I'll be blue. That's because you think that I'll be foolish and stay home and wait for you. You caused me to quit on my girlfriend. Laugh and call me Mr. Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm true with you because. Time you'll be lonesome. There'll come a time you'll be blue. When old Santa Claus won't be near you to pay the bill for you. Though you may say that I was foolish, there just ain't no Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you.
There you've got Ezra's authentic snake elixir. First time I've said that without looking at my notes. It makes sense now that you've explained it. Ezra's authentic snake elixir. And you can find them at easemusic.net. You can also find them September 24th at Fisher's in Zeeland and Opal, October 3rd at Grass in the Glades, and October 10th in Calgary at the Back Home Barbecue and Brew Company. They have one more song to do that I know you're going to love. I always associate it with Doc Watson. Anything else any of you wanted to say before you play it?
I'm just glad to be here. It's fun.
See, Allison is still in school because she raised her hand. I'm glad you did. And please say.
I'd like to shout out to Ruth Stone. She's our groupie, and she's always at every gig that we're at, and she does our sound checks and everything, and she's sitting right there.
I was wondering about Ruth, and I was thinking of coming over and saying hello to her, but I thought you might want it to remain unanimous or anonymous. So what makes this group so attractive to you besides each of their natural beauties?
Oh, we were all North Hills teachers. I also am a retired teacher from North Hills Elementary.
Look at you guys sticking together after all these years. And Allison's probably counting down to when she can join. And do you play any music?
I do not. I'm the critic.
The critic. Well, it's good. You seem like a gentle, kind critic.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad we acknowledged your group here today. And how are you going to finish up here?
Deep Allen Blues.
Here they are once again. Ezra's authentic snake elixir. Mm-hmm.
always ready when that policeman come. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got those deep and the blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got those deep and the blues.
Ezra's Authentic Snake Elixir, thank you for being with us today. EaseMusic.net is how you can learn more about them.